So what is this week like for you guys, or your guys, to get back used to the way Aaron throws? They've all said over the years that Aaron throws a different ball, or it comes at maybe a little different pace. Is that something they can adjust to just in a couple days?
Yeah, and it's been, I'd say it's been a little bit more than a couple days. He's been around throwing these last couple weeks, and you know, so we've been able to do some individual time. He wasn't taking team reps, but we were able to get some individual stuff, and then obviously we've ramped it up this week, and it's been good. I mean, just the communication, the mannerisms, all that stuff, just getting used to seeing someone else do it and hearing it from somebody else's voice, it's been good. It's been fun, and it's exciting, obviously.
Is the communication part of it something you have to sort of sharpen up a little bit, given how much he does at the line of scrimmage? I mean, do your guys have to study more, or is it just really the same as any other week?
I think it's just the communication, but you know, with him to them is more than anything. Where you know, Brett is a little bit more direct line of towards the play call to what's going to actually happen. You know, obviously with Aaron, he's going to have a lot more freedom. He's going to do what he does, and so it's just getting reacquainted with those things, making sure that you know he's going to say it a certain way, and we got to know how to react whenever he says it that way or gives us the signal or whatever. So just getting reacquainted with all those things is, you know, what we've been doing for the last 10 days or so.
The list of signals and dummy calls and all that stuff get really long when he comes back?
You know, no, not really. It's good because we have a pretty veteran group. So that part of it, they have a lot of reps, you know, accumulated. So there is a long list, but it's all ingrained. You know, it really is. There's one or two he's emphasizing this week that he didn't normally, then there's that, but nothing too extraordinary.
Hey, Luke, in 2013, I think you were still at Western Michigan, right? When Aaron broke his collarbone that time, Jordy was off to a really hot start, really didn't do a whole lot in those next seven games, and then came back, when Aaron came back, had 10 catches for 161 yards. It was like they picked up where they left off. Knowing what you know about Jordy, why do you think that is, and do you think that's possible again this time?
I hope it's possible. That'd be awesome. No, I think it's just you got two really, really good football players that have played a lot of football together. And when you have that type of relationship that they have, I mean, he started off the same way this year. You know, he was leading the league in touchdown receptions, and the chemistry that they have is special. There's no denying that. Anybody in this league that watches those two play, they know that. I mean, you just remember back to the Seattle play last year when he put his hand up, and Aaron knew exactly what that meant. So I think there's just a lot of that those two have that's special, and you know, we look forward to getting back to a lot of that again.
And we've talked about Jordy and Aaron's touchdown for so long now, but, you know, what is it? I mean, Jordy had six touchdowns in four games, basically. With a bunch of big plays, and Brett comes in and he doesn't have any touchdowns, no big plays at all. What makes two guys click, you think?
I think the experience of playing with each other and the growth of them both, you know, individually as players growing up through this thing together. And so when there's a leverage on a defender and Aaron's expecting a reaction, Jordy usually knows what that expectation is better than anybody else because he's played with him the longest. And I can think you can see that guys like Randall, who have been here a long time now, same thing. And Devontae, now that his experience is growing with him, same thing. I think it's just when you play with a special guy like Aaron, you have to see the game the way that he sees it. And I think that Jordy just probably sees it a little bit better than most people ever have. And that's what makes that combination so special. I mean, when you're playing on the run, when the ball's snapped and you're running a route, everything changes. You know, it's not a chalkboard anymore, and you have to react. And those two seem to always be on the same page.
Aaron said Jordy's got some juice in his game, or plenty of juice, something along those lines. You see that too?
Do I see
Jordy?
What do you mean by juice?
I think Aaron mentioned
still having something in the tank.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's what's happened over these last few weeks is just a reflection of us finding the best way to win a game each and every week. And when Aaron Rodgers is out there, you know, we throw the ball a lot more, and there's a lot more opportunities, and like you guys have just talked about, their special chemistry between the two of them is what makes, you know, Jordy a Packer Hall of Famer.
I think it was the Tampa game where there was a lot of catches spread out to the wide receivers, but nobody had an average over 10 yards. And so there was a premium when Brett was in there on your guys breaking tackles and running after the catch. Do you do anything different in the last 8 weeks to emphasize that? Because it seemed like there were more tackles broken and things like that. And Coach McCarthy said, I think it was a season high of 18 or something against Cleveland.
You know, EB does a great job each and every week of demanding that of our football team. And then something that, you know, when Brett stepped in there, we took it upon ourselves in our room to make sure that we do something a little bit better. And so each and every week it's been an emphasis. We went into that Cleveland game knowing that was going to have to be a big part of what we do. They're an aggressive style defense. We were going to get people in space, and we had to do our job. So, yeah, we definitely emphasized it a lot last week. But, you know, like I said, EB does a great job each and every week of making that a high priority of about who we are.
When the corners were playing off like they were in Cleveland, and you're just throwing right there, is that almost like a run play? I mean, do you almost look at that as a sure, you know, 4 or 5 yards?
Sure. I mean, any time that you're, you know, when you're on offense, any time you can stay ahead of the sticks, it's critical. And there were times that we didn't maybe run the ball as successfully, so then we were able to do that. We were able to throw a hitch or a quick route to the slot, and those were all beneficial to us because it got us ahead of the sticks, and we're a really good football team when we can stay ahead of the sticks. So, that, yes, I mean, if you want to say it's a run or a pass for 5 yards, I think we'll take second and 5 each and every time if we can.
Do